school was about two friends that had been somewhat packed with each other when they were younger, and they would meet each other again in 20 years. One was about 3 years older than the other. One was named Bob, and the other was named Jenny. And so they had decided to meet at this restaurant, which was called Big Joe's. Okay, the one named Bob was there first, so he was there waiting for Jimmy to show if he had forgotten or something had happened to him in 20 years. While he was waiting, a police officer pulled up, and he started talking to the police and telling them why he was there and everything. And it was at night. And the night, it was a dark street. Okay, so as he was talking to the police officer, he lit a cigar. And the light from the cigar and the light from the match showed the glimpse of his face. And it was supposed to be showed his, no, he, Bob finally, he met the police first. And then as he was talking, the light showed his face. And he thought he was talking to, later a man came. And then he said, the police said, I'll see you later. And the police drove off, but they showed his face. And a man came and said he was Bob. Well, Jimmy noticed that, now said he was Jimmy. Jimmy noticed that Bob had grew a lot taller than he was then, and he totally reminded him that he wasn't so tall. You see, he said he started growing a little while longer. In 20 years, he grew 3 or 4 inches. And as they was talking, Bob told him that the restaurant was no longer there anymore, Big Joe's. And so they went to this other restaurant down the street around the corner to have dinner and to talk about what happened over the 20 years. And as they was talking, in the end, Jimmy gave him a note. Now, Jimmy told him that he was under arrest for some crime he had did in Chicago. Was he going peacefully or what? Okay, as he gave his consent that he was going peacefully back to Chicago, he gave him a note, the guy that's supposed to be Jimmy. And it was a note from the real Jimmy saying that he seen him, he was there before he got there, and he showed, and he seen his face when he lit to light the cigar. And he did not have heart to arrest him himself. So he sent a plainclothesman to arrest him.
Okay, that's good. Now, next I want you to make up a story. Think of a childhood experience that you had, but think of a story that has at least three people in it, three or more people.
Jones. Ah, young.
Whatever.
The childhood.
Or a young man experience, whatever.
Okay, I had an experience when I was a child experience that I remember was, it was me, Mike, and Ricky. We was going on this class trip. The first time we went to a class trip to amusement park was to Hershey Park, Pennsylvania. Okay, that evening, we all had the little money we saved up and bought our little knickknacks to go on the trip. We had joined them in Canada and stuff. So that morning I stopped by Mike's house to get Mike, who used to walk to school. So we pick up each other, we meet at the same spot. So I went to Mike's house and knocked on his door. He said he was ready to go. He was all excited about the trip. So we walked a couple of doors up to Ricky's house. Ricky wasn't ready yet. His brother Mike opened the door and said, "Ricky's not ready." And he hollered upstairs for Ricky to come down the steps. So Ricky said, "Y'all come on upstairs." So we went upstairs and Ricky was putting on his clothes. As he got on his shirt, he had his stuff on the bed, all his money and his goodies and all, chewing gum and candy on the bed. So he put on his tied up his shoes, and as we went down the steps, he ran down the steps and we said, "We're gonna be late." So we had about 2 miles to go to get to the school. So we ran to school and went to our classroom, and the teachers took count of all the people that was there that was going on the trip. So about a half an hour to an hour later, we had to go to the auditorium. When we went down to the auditorium, and they said, "Here comes the bus." So everybody was excited that the bus was there. And then everybody was talking about, "Well, I'm going to sit by this one. I'm going to sit by such and such, such and such." So we all decided who was going to sit where on the bus. So finally we got on the bus, and the bus, as the bus was pulling off, we had went through Harbor Tunnel up to 95. And Ricky searched his pockets and said, "I left my money and all my stuff on the bus, on the bed at home." And everybody was talking about, "Man, how could you just leave everything on the bed? No, we're going to the amusement park to have some fun. How you gonna get some tickets and everything to ride the rides?" So we ended up having to share what we had with him that day until we got back home.
That's it? Okay. Yeah. Do you have time to do the rest of this?
Go ahead.
Okay. These are the memory exercises. Uh-huh. And it depends, it depends on how much you give me. Okay, this is another story. It's a very, very short story, and I'm going to tell it to you, or you tell it back to me. Okay. This is a story. While a lady was shopping, her wallet fell out of her purse, but she didn't see it fall. When she got to the checkout counter, she had no way to pay for her groceries, so she put the groceries away and went home. Just as she opened the door to her house, the phone rang, and the little girl told her that she had found her wallet. The lady was very relieved. Okay? That's the story.
Okay, this lady was at the grocery store. She had these items in the basket. She went to the checkout counter to pay for the food. She noticed her wallet wasn't there. Mm-hmm. So she put the food back and was on her way home. As she opened the door to go out, mm-hmm. This girl notified her that she had found her wallet.
Okay. Remember that story, because at the end you have to tell it to me again.
I'm never going to know how I did it.
Okay, this is still memory. I'm going to say these numbers, repeat it back to me very quickly. 582. 694.
694.
6439.
6439.
7286.
7286.
42731.
42731.
75836.
75836.
619473.
619473.
392487. 392487.
392987.
5917428.
5917248.
4179386.
4937138.
Okay, this time I'm going to give you the numbers, and you have to say it to me backwards.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
24 42 58 85 629 926. Mm-hmm. 415 514. Mm-hmm. 3279
9 7 1-5-2-8-6. Six, eight, nine, four. I don't know what you're saying.
Okay.
6-1-8-4-3. 6-1-8-3-8-1-6.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Do you have time?
You want to go downstairs? 3:30. How much more time is it?
About 5 minutes.
Okay.
You need to name as many foods as you can in 1 minute.
Okay.
Ready? And go.
As many foods?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, apple, orange, cherry, pear, banana, ham, bacon, bread, beans, potatoes, carrots, pineapples, eggplant, lima beans, corn, pears, watermelon, peaches, fish, chicken, peanuts, I still got a minute?
You have a few seconds left.
Pinto beans, apricots, watermelons.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. Name as many animals as you can in 1 minute.
Dog, cat, fish, monkey, lion, chimpanzee, cheetah, elephant, giraffe, polar bear, bobcat, rabbit.
They're holding the patient down there for you. She said you better.
Okay, I'm on my way. Bobcat, cow, bear, crocodile, alligator, cat, mouse, turtle, dog.
1 minute is long, isn't it?
Yeah. Cat, dog, mouse. That's it.
Okay. Okay, you probably need to go. We haven't finished, yeah. But I guess it takes longer than half an hour.
Some months more time. I can finish it tomorrow.
Okay. We just have this one and just retell the other story again.
Okay.
That's about it.
And Bill Wallace will be coming up here at 4 o'clock.
At 4?
At 4.
Oh, okay. I'll be here.
He's downstairs now. He should be coming up.
Okay.
I told Greg to come at 3:30. I don't know if he came. Gregory Williams.
Oh, okay.
The maintenance man. They think that. So when we get paid?
Huh?
When we get paid?
As soon as you finish.
He ain't paid.
Because you didn't finish.
Oh, okay. Well, they'll be there.
Okay.
I'll listen up there.
Kitchen items as you can.
Okay.
You didn't finish that part.
Okay, kitchen items.
Uh-huh.
A pot, a pan, a spoon, a fork, a knife, a steak knife, a salad fork, a bowl, a mixing cup, let's see, a frying pan, a skillet, a sugar container, a tea container, a coffee container, a flour bowl, sometimes a meal bowl. Okay. A baking pan, a baking dish, a microwave, an egg beater, a mixer, a salad bowl, a plate, a saucer, a cup, a glass, a pitcher, some aluminum foil, some mixing oil. You said
that's it?
Eggs? Uh-huh. That's not in the kitchen.
You can find in the kitchen.
Oh, eggs, bacon, chicken, a table, I said pots and pans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The stove, the dishwasher, a bowl, let's see, a garbage disposal, a mop sometime, a broom, a dustpan.
Mm-hmm. Sounds
like it. How many minutes? I got some more time?
No.
That's it.
Okay.
I thought I had was time.
No.
No, I thought I was being time.
Yeah, you were, but, you know. Hmm. I hate this thing. Hold up. I hate this stopwatch. I'm trying to get the timer back. Oh, here we go. Okay, this is the last one, and then the story comes last. Okay. See that first line?
Yeah.
Just read that across.
Orange, green, blue, brown, purple.
That's the exercise. So here's what you do. You start from here and read across as fast as you can.
Oh, wow.
And you ready?
Okay.
And go.
Green, blue, yellow, red, yellow, red, green, blue, green, yellow, red, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, yellow, green, blue, red.
Good. 10 minutes and 9 seconds. No, 10 seconds. 10.9 seconds. Okay. You see the second line?
Okay, tell me the color gray, of each. Blue, black.
No, right here. Tell me the color of each one.
That's not orange. Oh, I said gray.
Yeah.
Blue, black, red.
Uh-huh. That's the exercise. Go across. Oh, wait, oh, let me do this again.
I'm colorblind.
Go across and name the color as fast as you can. You ready? Okay. And go.
Green, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, green, yellow, red, blue, yellow, red, green, red, green, blue, yellow, green, blue, yellow. Mm-hmm. I mean red.
Okay. 14.2 seconds. Okay. Now you see this third line? This time, instead of reading it, don't say brown, orange, green, yellow. I want you to tell me the color that the word is written in.
The color, okay. Green, black, gray, yellow. Green, black, gray, blue.
That's it. Okay. That's the exercise. So let me start this again. Oh, okay. Start from here and read across, but don't tell me red, blue, yellow, green. Tell me the color that the word is written in as fast as you can. Okay. Ready? And go.
Blue, red, green, yellow. Green, yellow, green, blue. Red, blue, yellow, blue. Red, I mean green, yellow, red, green, blue. Blue, red, yellow, green. Blue, red, blue, yellow, red.
Mm-hmm. 29.28 seconds.
I can get confused.
Okay. Everybody does slow in this one. That's pretty good. Okay. The lady with the groceries, can you tell me that story again?
Oh, wow, you got me confused, Doc, but I'm gonna try. Okay, that was a lady going to the store to get some groceries. As she went through the door, a wallet fell out of her purse. She went and collected the items and went to the cashier to pay for the groceries and realized she didn't have any money. So she put the items back and went home. As she was coming through the door of her house, the phone rang and a little girl told her she found her wallet. Right?
That's it. Okay. That's the whole thing. That's the only thing. The only thing else is, this is a receipt, and the
consent
is in there too.
The what?
The consent form.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That I signed. And if you wouldn't mind, this is just a receipt. I have to account for the money.
So, when is the survey over with? I mean, the research.
I have to wrap it up by the last week in this month. But I can't find enough people. I got the women, but I can't.
You need the men. I need you, man, a couple of men per day. How many do you need?
As many as I can get. At least 10 in each group. 10 45 to 55 and 10 65 and over. But if I can't get it, I'll be happy with as many as I can get.
Oh, you need 10 65. That's going to be hard for 65 and over.
That's your receipt.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the trouble group.
You need 65 and over.
But I can probably, well.
I was trying to win them.
But I could use, I need in both groups.
Okay.
I need 45 to 55, and I need 65 and over. So far I have three in each group. I have 40 women and 6 men.
Oh, yeah.
I need more men. Can get all the women I want.
Okay, I'm going to work on that for you.